KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Hi, my name is Liliana Soto, and I'm a professor and a journalist here at the University of Arizona. I'm a Mexican-American, and I always say Mexican-American even though I wasn't born in the U.S. because I'm now a U.S. citizen, right? So I'm a Mexican-American immigrant, a mom, and also a journalist, and now a professor. I'm adding all of that to my identity.
Could you share more about the constitute of your identity?
Yeah, so, you know, being a journalist for so long, for 10 years now in broadcast journalism, has been a huge part of my identity. But now that I'm a professor, you know, I'm able to combine what I learned in the field as a journalist, combine that with my passion of giving back to the community. For me, one of my dreams, you know, it has always been to be a professor. I always thought I was going to become a professor once I was like 60, 70, you know, once I was ready to retire from journalism. But the opportunity came earlier. For me, it was really important to have representation in universities. When I went to school, to journalism school, there weren't professors that looked like me and sounded like me, right? So I felt if the opportunity is knocking on my door right now, it must be for something. And I truly believe I have a mission here. And so I'm really excited to be able to combine, you know, being a journalist and my experience with teaching now the future generation of journalists.
But could you share more about your identity in terms of this connection with Arizona and Tucson?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the greatest things about Tucson, and I'm still learning a lot about that community here in Tucson, but there's a huge Hispanic and Mexican, especially people from Sonora here in Tucson. And so I'm born and raised in Sonora, Mexico. So just going, you know, to Costco, I went to Costco the other day, everyone's speaking Spanish. Everyone just sounds like if I was back home. So I think I can relate a lot to that part of the, you know, my Spanish language, being able to hear it more often here. Phoenix, it's just like an hour and a half away, but there's a huge difference when it comes to the Mexican-American culture here in Tucson. So I think that's one of the ways that I can relate to the Tucson community is the language, culture. You know, wherever I go, I see people that look like me, sound like me, and have the same traditions as me. It was really funny the other day, I was able to eat a Sonora hot dog. And now no one can stop me. Like, I've been ordering Sonora hot dogs every day. Like, and I'm like, okay, I need to stop doing this because I'm going to gain so much weight. But it's just like things that I wasn't used to, you know, seeing in Phoenix. And so I think that's, you know, the biggest one for me. It's, you know, my heritage and where I'm from and the traditions and the food that I'm used to eating. If I can promote, you know, journalism, we have been, I think we have seen it in different political campaigns and in different ways how we are portrayed as the enemies. You know, I think it's important for the community to see and know that journalism matters a lot in our communities. You know, we are sometimes the only resource that people have to know what's going on out there in the world, in your community, the injustices that are happening. And so I would like for more people to you know, be interested or ask more about what journalism entails. And of course, come to the university and learn more about our journalism program.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.